Hello, and welcome to this week's audio edition of Fourth Day Letters, distributed by Broken Door Ministries. My name is Brian Pusateri, and this week's message is Dazzling, Bright, and Clear. The story of the Transfiguration, as depicted in Mark chapter 9, verses 2 to 8, tells us that Jesus' clothes became dazzling white, such as no fuller on earth could bleach them. The apostles saw Jesus in a way they never had before. We all want to see Jesus more clearly. We want clarity in faith. Now is the time for a visual checkup. I have spoken extensively about my illness. You likely know that in 2014, I suddenly lost my sight completely due to a rare neurological disease. My journey from blindness to sight over these past 10 years in many ways resembles the typical Christian journey. Over these past 10 years and many medical treatments later, I slowly recovered much of my vision. However, even on a good day, everything in my field of vision was still shrouded in a dense fog. My illness damaged my optic nerve, but 10 years of steroids used in treating my illness exacerbated my visual difficulties by causing thick cataracts. For years, my doctors feared removing the cataracts, thinking the surgery might trigger my disease and once again cause blindness. However, in December, they decided the cataracts had become so bad and my vision so limited that it was worth the risk to have them removed. I am delighted to tell you that this past week, I had cataract surgery on my right eye. I see clearly now. The fog has lifted. Praise be to God. The difference is stunning. If you have had cataract surgery, you know exactly what I mean. The surgery on my left eye is scheduled in 3 weeks and I can hardly wait. What does all this have to do with you? For the past 10 years, I have walked in a visual fog. If we are honest, we must admit that we often walk in a spiritual fog. Lent gives us a chance for a visual checkup. It affords us the opportunity to refocus on Jesus. Lent is that season we hope this fog will lift. Lent is a time to prepare for the dazzling brightness that's coming on Easter morning. At the Transfiguration, the apostles wanted to put up tents and remain on the mountaintop. But the Christian life is more than one-on-one time with Jesus. There is more to Christianity than kneeling in prayer. We cannot wall ourselves up inside the safety of the church. After an encounter with the love and beauty of Jesus, He sends us down from our mountaintop experience. He commissions us into the service of others. To do this work, we need clear Christian vision. In Isaiah 35, verses 4 to 5, we read, "Be strong, do not fear. Here is your God. He comes with vindication. With divine recompense, He comes to save you. Then the eyes of the blind shall see." Isaiah was telling us that when the Messiah came, our vision would be restored. The world can be a scary place fraught with danger. If our vision is impaired and our steps shrouded in fog, we stumble more frequently. If our spiritual vision is damaged, we are more prone to falling into one of the many potholes that line the road of life. On life's journey, we often encounter the evil that lies within the hearts of others. When life happens and we get hurt, a clear view of Jesus helps to ease our pain. The Bible tells us Saul was knocked to the ground on his way to Damascus when he encountered Jesus. As he got up from the ground and opened his eyes, he could see nothing. It is important to point out that a period of time elapsed before the scales finally fell from his eyes and he regained his sight. We find that in Acts 9, verses 1 to 19. Even though we have professed our faith in Jesus, sometimes it can take years before the scales are removed from our eyes. Lent is the ideal time to have the scales removed from our eyes. It is the best time for spiritual cataract surgery. Jesus, the divine healer and surgeon, is on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, waiting to perform our much-needed surgery. He can use the surgical tools of our prayer, fasting, and almsgiving to remove any impediments that blur our spiritual vision. If we allow Him to perform this surgery now, we will have a dazzling, bright, and clear view of Him on Easter morning. Now, will you please pray with me? Heavenly Father, thank you for the wonderful gift of sight. If there is anything in my field of vision that distracts me from you, please remove it during this Lenten season. I long to see you more clearly, Lord. Remove the scales from my eyes. Amen. I am Brian Pusateri. I invite you to visit me at BrokenDoorMinistries.com. There you can click the link to contact me. I love to hear from my listeners. You can also invite me to your church to put on a retreat or purchase my book, Blessed, Broken, and Scared. Don't forget to like this podcast and to share it with others. Please join me next week for the newest audio edition of Fourth Day Letters. Until next week, remember to be the door, no matter how broken you may be, through which others can enter to encounter Christ. May God's blessings be with you.